so you had a lot of land.
So page Reish Zayin at the bottom, paragraph on the right. Adam Kizeh. We're talking about someone who does not recognize the effect of the chait is, which he calls the reka. He calls that the canvas for tshuva. Without that tshuva, doesn't even begin. So Adam Kizav, somebody doesn't recognize this, such a person, echiasik tshuva amitis, how can such a person grasp or reach true tshuva? Because even when he regrets and cries before Hashem, it doesn't have any existence. It doesn't last. Because he is lacking the basis for tshuva. She is boninus mamikal good lachet, which is the deep understanding of the greatness of the sin. And therefore the person's tshuva is not whole. It is for this reason on first we ask Hashiveinu Avinu the Sod HaSecha, return us our Father to your Torah. And only then do we say V'kaveni Malkeinu L'Avod HaSecha. Then we ask and bring us close our King to your service. And only after Hashem has returned us to his Torah and brought us close to his service, only after that, and after that is it possible for him to bring us back with whole tshuva, bring us back with a whole tshuva before you. Because for the sake of recognizing the depth of the chait, first the person needs the basis of Torah and the service of Hashem that purify the mind and the heart of a Jew. Torah purifies the mind, Avodah purifies the heart. Once a person has a Torahic mind and an Avodahic heart, only then can the person really grasp what a mitzvah is and what an aveira is. Until then, if a person has no idea what Torah and Avodah is all about, it's just not possible for the person to understand what a mitzvah accomplishes and what an aveira accomplishes. Only then is it possible for a person to reach whole tshuva. As it says in Zohar HaKadosh al HaPosuk, it says in the Pasuk, if a person will realize that he has sinned, says the Zohar HaKadosh, how is the person going to realize? Torah will notify him. By a person learning Torah, the person will realize that he has sinned. By learning Torah, the person is able to grasp and to understand the value or the disvalue of the compromise that he has caused through the Avera, the Shav, Urefala, and then he can do Tshuva and he will be cured. The whole concept of the days of El and the days of Slichus and Rekali Mea Tshuva are the basis for the days of Tshuva. Those are days of recognition. Then come the days of tshuva. Lotzeis mahatoyu shenim tzibetoychai. Those are days to leave the toyu, leave that void, the world of emptiness that the person finds himself in. With his bun and all good love gam, to recognize, to understand the greatness of the compromise, v'akol chayvosai v'ilomai, and to understand one obligation in this world.
That fan is about to...
Listen to the difference in quietness.
No, it's, I think it's the one in the kitchen.
No?
Oh, wow. Wow. That fan, you know that noise?
Let the fan get its own
get noisy fans and shit.
Yes, the farish. Inyan tshuva shleima. We cannot explain this concept of tshuva shleima. A whole tshuva. Al derech shekosav haRambam resh perek beis tshuva. According to what the Rambam writes in the beginning of the second perek of tshuva. These are the words of the Rambam. Eizo yihi tshuva gemura. What is full tshuva? This is someone who has the opportunity to repeat the avera that he has transgressed in the past. He has the ability to do it. Upirish, and he abstains. Also, and he does not do the avera because of his tshuva. Ketzat. For example, if a person had relations with a woman with an avera, and after a period, after the person has done tshuva, he was alone with her, and he still has his love for her. And he still has the physical strength. And he's in the same country as he was last. I mean, it's the same setting. Upirish, and he abstains v'le'avar, and he does not transgress the avera. Zehu bal tshuva gemura. That is the full bal tshuva. But if the person only did tshuva in his older years, where he doesn't have the physical strength that he used to have, is aval pi she'ein tshuva me'ula, even though it is not the best tshuva, vayelas iloy, it still helps. Mechulam. Afilo osu tshuva b'yom yisasai, even if a person does tshuva on the day of his death, umeis b'tshuvosai, and he dies as a bal tshuva, all of his averes are forgiven. So the Rambam here has three steps. The best tshuva is if the person finds himself in the same setting with the same strength, then he abstains, he doesn't do the avera, that's a bal tshuva gemura. And then there's someone, the second level is someone who does tshuva when he's older, it doesn't have the physical strength. That tshuva helps.
Same situation?
Same situation, but he's older. He doesn't have the
not
same
situation.
That's what I see.
Right.
It's not, because we're just saying it's the strength of the lust.
Well, but it also, right. I mean, it sounds like in the first situation, he'd be put in that situation. It sounds like he's saying when he's older, it's not even, he wouldn't be put in that situation. It's just he did tshuva for it. He wouldn't be secluded with the woman necessarily.
I mean, certainly he's secluded with the woman, but he doesn't have the physical strength. Doesn't have that same. Doesn't have that same desire.
It's not an equal tshuva.
Right.
These days, that whole concept.
What?
Great. Never ever put in that position.
Well, the best thing would be for him to see to it, not to put in that situation.
Oh, no, but let's say he was never put in that position. Right, to then.
What the Rambam is saying is that the measuring stick of real tshuva is that if he would be in that situation, he would be able to abstain.
So if you don't put yourself in that situation, that's the best tshuva?
Yeah. Again, it will be measured upon, had you been in that situation, would you be able to abstain? Of course, you have to see to it not to, a person has to see to it not to be put into that situation. Yeah. The third level is on the day a person sees that he's about to die, so and he does tshuva. Now he's finally afraid of the Yom HaDin, so he does tshuva. Obviously, he won't have the opportunity to do the Avera again. So that, he doesn't even say that tshuva works. He says all of his Averas are forgiven.
Well, how is that not working?
What?
Sounds pretty good to me.
There's two things. There's we learned this in the past. There's a person's Averas being forgiven, and then there's the person's...
Repairing the damage.
He analyzes the words of the Rambam. And he explains that a whole tshuva, is that the it is from the depths of the heart, to the point that he's able to withstand a test. That's how deep the tshuva is. By doing so, meaning when the tshuva is from a such from the depths of the heart, that type of tshuva is able to uproot the avera retroactively. And then he does not need any more cleansing in the world to come. Meaning it totally as if the Avera never happened. But tshuva that was never tested with an actual nisayon is ava pishamaychon lo, even though he is forgiven. He still needs cleansing in the world to come. Now, so it seems like he's putting the last two levels together.
Well, but this sounds like by this he should put himself in the position to be able to do it.
Yeah, that's what it's
no,
sounded
you
like.
Can't.
It sounds like you're
he says if he doesn't have a
nisayon,
but I know you're not supposed to seek out a nisayon, but
right. But if first of all, two things here. Number one, you don't know if you're going to be able to withstand the design. So don't put yourself in the design.
Don't play around with it.
Right.
Okay. Right.
You're playing with fire.
But then how do you know if you repaired it? Like if you've done the...
Secondly, what he's saying is, the second thing is, if you put yourself in an design, you're prepared. Doesn't count.
Yeah. It's like study for a test before.
So maybe the test is, if you have the opportunity to put yourself in the position and you don't, then that would count.
Maybe.
I could go over there and be alone with her now, but I'm not going to.
Right. Okay.
I don't want to.
Well,
I don't want to test myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's...
It's
necessary
to rise up. Why would you do
that? Right. We're talking about
an Avera here in the first place, so...
Well, why would you do it again?
Well, I'm not even going to...
We're talking about Averas.
I'm not even going to go to this party because there's a chance that, you know... Yeah, whatever.
Right.
I thought we said before you can turn these into mitzvahs somehow if you do a certain type of tshuva.
Tshuva me'ahava.
Oh, that's me'ahava. Okay. We're not there yet. Okay.
What if you try to avoid the situation because you don't think you may even be strong enough to pass that test?
You have to do that. You have to avoid the situation.
So you have to avoid it.
Yeah.
So that's part of tshuva too, by
right.
avoiding it?
Yes. Yes.
Saying that's it. That's
you
the, that is the
there,
test.
That is, right.
You got to stop going there, okay? All right. Sorry. Just need to help out my new friend. You got to stop going there.
You know these people that have, you know, they've committed the avera of talking shul.
Yeah.
So they just don't go to shul.
Yeah. Minion will be awesome.
I wouldn't mind.
That'll work.
Yeah, there'll be a minion. Is it better not to come to Shul than talk in Shul? I think I saw somewhere that's better. I want to make that.
I don't think the best thing is to come and not to talk.
Right. Right. Like, can you move over? Is he coming back? Just flashcards instead of talking, you know.
I never meet anybody by Tarshlich. Am I going at the wrong time?
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently
not. You're going at the right time.
Yeah. Social fest.
Yeah, right.
Where do you go?
And when?
I go to Indian Boundary Park.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I've been there before.
It's not as busy as the bridges.
The place is close, right?
You feed the alligator?
Kids eat.
But you want to feed the alligator?
The three-eyed alligator.
My kids like seeing the ducks. Next, I'll just come to your house.
This show is.
You even have the beak movement.
Yeah, I'm sorry. He hasn't been trained on my technique. You don't mention animal noises because I just produce them.
Dvarav. You should see what they do when I say Matt Cohn.
Oh, yeah.
He's got that other thing.
Nobody's focused on Brad and Pete.
Habir Vidvarav. Yeah, Shlomo.
This is the last night of Lava Marco. They're all in such a lunatic mood this morning.
To explain the words of the Yisod HaAvoda, we can understand according to what is written in Avodas Yisrael, in the Sefer Avodas Yisrael from the Kohen to Magid, in Yonai Pesach. Amat Sha'amru Chazal, he comments on the words of Chazal, Kedem Shetashmishon V'tzaynon Yadichem V'tzaynon. Chazal talked about the halachas of kashering. So it says that utensils that were only used for cold, all that needs to be done to kasher them is to rinse them in cold water. But any vessels, utensils that were used with hot, magilam beroitchen, need to be purged with hot water. Says the Kajan Tzemag, Shiesh Averis Shaldam Averis Samblir Tichas Adam. There are Averis that people transgress without their blood boiling. V'oz Gama Tshuva in Tzorach Dias B'ri Tichas Adam. And then the Tshuva for that also does not need to be done with the boiling of the blood. Aval Inwa Averis Hissam B'ri Tichas Adam. But if the Averis was done with heat and with the blood boiling, so then we have to use the halachas of kashering that it only gives out whatever is absorbed if you use it the same way. And the tshuva needs to be done with the boiling of the blood.
It's fascinating. Same thing. Kashering.
Let's talk about the blood being the home of the Yitzhar.
This is like how an ox stops being a muad, that he has to be in the same situation.
Right. Exactly. And then there's a third level when it comes to kashering, and that is something that was used without water, so just plain fire, let's say
a barbecue,
a frying pan, if you didn't use oil. So then you have to, a person needs to actually torch it with fire. Meaning, if the Yitzhar was fire, it wasn't just boiling of the blood, it was fire when it came to the Aver. The rectifying of that needs to be done with a holy fire. And therefore, Tshuva Gemura, that's why the Rambam says that total Tshuva is that it has to be, the person has to be in the same chapter of his years, meaning it has to be in his younger years, in the same setting and with the same woman. Meaning that the purification is to be with that same boiling of the blood as it was at the time of the Avera. Then it purifies and cleanses. But if the tshuva is only then before his death, so then it wasn't, he wasn't purged with heat at that time. The person the person's blood doesn't boil. The person has to go through a cleansing and heat in the world to come. That is the definition of tshuva shalema. Fiha oifen shechata has to take place the same way he sinned. In beroitchen, if it was with heat, tiagama tshuva oifen zeh, and tshuva also has to be that way. In be'esh, and if with fire, lamrei be'esh shall have its ka, then he has to torch himself with the fire of burning for Hashem. Mashamru rabbi seinu akdoshim ala pasuk, as Chazal say, as the our Rebbeim have said on the pasuk, Mizma the David, the Vay Nosan Hanavi Kasher Ba El Bashava. A literal understanding of the pasuk is that David sang a song when Nosan Hanavi came to him to rebuke him about his relationship with Bathsheba. So the Chassidish Sforim say that David sang to Hashem with that same hislahavus, with the same excitement as he had during his relationship with Bathsheba. Mizmor that David bevoyel v'nasan navi was with the same excitement kasher ba'al Bathsheba as he had when he had the relations with Bathsheba. But Isa Ishle Hetes, with that same burning fire, Sheba Arabay La Avera, that burned within him for the Avera, but Isa Ifan Afra Amaras Amizmar, it was with that same excitement that he sang to Hashem. That's how his tshuva was equal to his, to the Avera.
And you said it was greater his tshuva than Yosef, you said, because.
Because he didn't give up.
Because he didn't give up, right.
Does it have to be that you have in mind during this avoda that you're being mitaken something?
I'm not sure.
Because this adds a whole new level. Because you also have to remember not just what you did, but how you did it, what your emotions were when you did it.
That's has to be your level of saying what.
It's remembering what you did. That was the hard part.
Yep.
But he pushed away the Yetzer of David, and he said, oh, even the Yetzer got him in a bit, got him down because he did have air, and yet he still did the tshuva.
I remember something where he's supposed to block it out, push it aside.
Right, that's after you've done tshuva.
But here, then you could end up in a situation, potentially you could be tested in the same situation, so that file gets put in front of you again. How do you? You didn't have to remember. Oh, I did.
Forget it. What comes up is, oh, I did this already. I'm a no good guy. Might as well just do it again because it's not going to make a difference. Right? That's, you defeated the purpose. I did tshuva. Right? I'm not the same person that did this. I would never do such a thing. I'm not going to do it. That's tshuva. Right, if the past schleps the person down, that's not appropriate. By the contrary, I think that being in the same situation and not doing the Avera means that your tshuva was real, meaning that you really blacked it out. This is not something that I'm going to do.
But it's more a proof rather than the tshuva. That you do the tshuva,
right?
This brings the proof that it was effective.
Exactly.
And it might have been effective even though it's never tested again. Right.
And maybe by not being put in that situation ever again, maybe that's proof too.
By avoiding the situation.
Avoiding the situation.
When you could have got put yourself into the situation, but you didn't.
Yeah.
That's the best thing is too.
We ask every morning. I ask my dad. We ask all to be ended in Zion.
Don't
bring me. Don't test me. And we could say an additional thought. V'biur shleimus ha-tshuva, the definition of totality of tshuva. Ha-kolelos bo'isapedik bo'isamokim, that includes the person being in the same chapter of his life and in the same setting. Hainu, meaning sha-tshuva tia mati'ima lo'isapedik umokim. Meaning that his tshuva has to be appropriate for that chapter and setting. Meaning, shekem bevoyo larech melchama hashara neged ha'oyev. Because when the person is going to wage war against an enemy, tzorach ladas is kol sugei haneshek sheyeshlo. The person has to know, or the country has to know, what type of weapons the enemy has. If the enemy is going to come with bombs, you're going to come with guns, you're finished. Right? How you... Doris, there were generations. There were generations where the Yetzahara wasn't as hefker and as open in public as it is nowadays. But in a time where the enemy has entered into our streets, and the tuma fills the entire atmosphere to the point that it's already entered even our holy places. It's not enough to just do normal tshuva. Rather, a person needs a special tshuva and specific tactics against the Yetzirah. So what is that? Hatshuva shleima. So what is absolute? What is total tshuva? Kishemat ima gam lefi erech v'yiridus v'shiflus hador shem eskayim boy. The tshuva has to be matching to the generation and the situation that you find yourself in. Okay. Meaning that the pasuk that was said to the Nachash bites us at the heel. Yehudi tzorach lahamin ki zelu mazeh asor adekim. A Jew has to believe that Hashem creates kedusha to be able to counter the tumah. And if the powers of tumah are strengthening, then one has the ability to be able to counter that with the koyches of kedusha. So what he's saying is that ba'oisei perek, ba'oisei mokem, that tshuva has to be for that chapter and for that setting, instead of our ordinary understanding of that tshuva gemura will only take place if the person finds himself in the same chapter, in the same setting. He's taking that out of context. He's saying, no, tshuva gemura is when you prepare yourself for that chapter and for that setting. One has to be prepared to be able to withstand an assign in the setting that he's in, or in that chapter of life that he's in.
What is he meaning over here? Here he's saying when the tumma is within our gates, like we're living in America, for example. What's he mean here in practical terms?
In practical terms, he's referring to doing everything that is in our ability not to fall prey to an assign. Whether it's...
Well, that's no different than...
Just society as a whole, he's saying.
He's saying you got to make it specific to the time that you're living in. So that's true any time. So it sounds like it's different if you're living in an era of greater tumma.
Right. So in previous, it might have been that in previous generations, one wouldn't, when one would go into or one would be able to travel to certain areas where that, or it might have been that his family 30 or 40 years ago used to travel to a certain city for their vacation, right? Nowadays, that place has become a place in which a lot of many nisgainis.
The logic of that would be then, and I've heard postcards say, you shouldn't be working downtown. You shouldn't be taking the train.
If a person,
you shouldn't be walking down the street. You shouldn't be walking on West South Street. Because if you don't walk like this all the time, then you're
paying
some logical extension.
I remember the Baba Barov. He said once at a Imlava Malka, my great uncle, he said my father couldn't tolerate the Bokharim that used to walk on the street with their heads down, with their eyes on the sidewalk. Around. He couldn't tolerate it. He said, you can walk like a mensch and still be careful with your eyes. You don't be so firm that the whole world has to see that you're... He said, I'm not sure that he would agree nowadays that that's not the right way to walk. It's just every person has to know what their nisyanis are. And if walking downtown in the streets is something that's going to cause you to arouse a person or cause a person to do an avera, then he's got to avoid it somehow. And someone who is strong enough that it doesn't—that's what he's saying. It has to be. It all depends on the setting, on the chapter of that person, of each specific person's life. You have to know what gets you, and what doesn't get you. And if it's something that gets you, you gotta be able to keep away.
So
what's this?
Person has to believe kizeh le'umazeh also lekim, that Hashem creates kedusha to the same measure that he creates to him. So if there's...
There is today more, and it's more prevalent.
There's more tumma, there's more kedusha.
To fight it.
There's more, there's it's unprecedented, like unprecedented in history that there should be as much Torah learning as there is now. Also unprecedented in history that there should be as much tumma as there is now.
Balance.
So we have a great opportunity living here.
Time period wise.
What do you mean?
Because
it's like when the NFC and the AFC are on the same level.
We can access as much condition as there is.
Oh, okay.